This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Francisco Martinez-Cuello. 17 of Alaska's 20 state senators and senator-elects have banded together to form a bipartisan majority coalition. Republican Senator Gary Stevens announced the formation of a bipartisan majority coalition on late Friday afternoon. The Kodiak lawmaker is now the incoming Senate president, a leadership position he's held before. Stevens says the new group, which will be made up of 9 Democrats and 11 Republicans, a healthy organization. He hopes they will be able to avoid some of the protracted battles that plagued this year's session.
The majority caucus could never agree on a budget. We had several members who were extremely conservative, and they always voted against the budget. And of course, you know, that's the main job of the legislature by the Constitution, is to pass a budget.
Stevens said Republicans had to enlist the help of Democrats to pass a budget this year, so they might as well work together from the start, especially with some big challenges ahead this next session.
It looks like oil will not be as high as we had hoped it would be. Also, you have to realize that the permanent fund itself lost money for the first time this past year. I'm hoping they recover, but you know the stock market has been down. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that the revenues are going to be lower than anticipated. We're going to have to deal with that. And how do we fund government people want? How do we do that?
Stevens and Senator Bill Wilichowski, an Anchorage Democrat who joined the coalition, both agree that education needs to be a top priority.
You've had flat funding on the base student allocation for six, seven years. And now we're seeing the results of that, the really dramatic results where we're seeing schools closing all across Alaska.
Wilichowski will become chairman of the powerful Senate Rules Committee. In other leadership positions, Senator Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Hillside Republican, will serve as Senate Majority Leader. The Finance Committee will have 3 co-chairs, Republican Bert Stedman of Sitka, and 2 rural Democrats, Senator Lyman Hoffman and Senator Donnie Olson of Gullivan. For over a week, Tuluksac resident and subsistence fisherman Nikolai Napoka has traveled 4 miles down the Kuskokwim River. Sometimes he goes with 6 friends. They'll take their smelt dip nets. Sometimes he goes by himself, but always with an ice pick at the ready to carve out a rectangular hole in the ice. Once he's got a hole, he uses a 4-foot stick with a bunch of nails at the end. It's an eel rake. He fishes for eels, and he finds them more active in the evening.
It's been like the first time we've been going out at least a week of doing it, and that's the longest run. And I had another phone call that Kuiklik was dipping last night. So that probably the second run is about to reach here.
So what does a run mean?
A run means it's usually previous years we've been dipping like only like 2 days and they're all gone. Mm-hmm. And they just passed, but this is the longest run we've been dipping this year.
They're called eels, but to a scientist, they're actually Arctic lamprey. Trent Sutton is a PhD Associate Dean of Academic Programs and Professor of Fisheries Biology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
So what you're seeing are Arctic lamprey. They're often called eels or river eels. The life stage that are currently in the river is a bit about their life cycle. So they spawn in freshwater. They're spring spawners, and so right now they're starting their spawning migration. So even though they're not going to spawn until sometime probably next June or July, they enter the rivers that they're going to spawn in, or at least the main stem rivers like the Kuskokwim or the Yukon River, for example, usually in the fall. So starting in September. And then they start aggregating in the lower river, and then they start moving sort of in mass in large groups or large aggregations upriver right beneath the ice surface. And so they're slowly making their way upriver to whatever tributary they're going to ultimately spawn in. So they're going to move into a clear water tributary. They'll probably end up in where they're going to spawn sometime a little bit later this winter, and then they just kind of hang out and wait until spring arrives and water warms up, and then move in and spawn. And they're like salmon; they're semiparous, so they spawn after they die.
When it comes to how long these runs can last, the scientist has to rely on data from another river.
Most of what I know about Arctic lamprey is based on this sort of activity that takes place in the Yukon River, because the activity in the Kuskokwim is a subsistence fishery, and the Yukon is a combination of both a subsistence and a commercial fishery. And so there's quite a bit more data available and information on that, but from what you've described to me, it sounds almost parallel to what's happening in the Yukon River.
Subsistence can mean a lot of things, says Nikolai Napoka. For instance, providing for elders.
If like an elderly people, because back then they used to eat them, so we just give them some away, bring back their memories, what they used to eat when they were younger.
But that's not all. Napoka does not expect this bountiful run to go to waste.
I'm mostly hear people just snacking them, because they're rich, really rich in fat. Even if you fry them or bake them, the oil will seep out, a lot of oil, because you gotta dip the oil off of it when you're cooking them. I like them more baked than fried. There's a lot of ways that people that cooks them, mm-hmm. but I like them more baked. We cut them up and store them and put them in Ziploc and freeze them up. Some with a lot of dogs, because they have lots of protein, lots of fat. They've been dipping them for their dogs for this winter.
This is KYUK News. I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello. Cuyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.